Hello, and welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency, devoted to promoting musicians and authors worldwide. Call us today at 941-877-1552 to start your free publicity evaluation. Remember, we shine only when we make you shine. Please welcome the host of Interviewing the Legends, music journalist, author, and entrepreneur, Ray Shasho.
Hello once again, everyone. I'm your host, Ray Shasho. Welcome to another edition of Interviewing the Legends on VBS Radio, brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call us today at 941-877-1552 or email us at publicityworksagency.com. Remember, we shine only when we make you shine. Also, by the Rockstar Chronicles Series 1, my new book, which is available now at bookbaby.com and amazon.com, featuring over 45 intimate conversations with the greatest music legends the world will ever know. Having recently signed to Golden Robot Records, part of the Golden Robot Global Entertainment Group, the legendary LA Guns have released their new single, Crawl, off their upcoming album, Renegades. Crawl is now available on all digital formats. If there was a band synonymous with the infamous Sunset Strip, it's LA Guns. Born into a scene that will never be replicated, LA Guns wrote alongside Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, Rat, Poison, Quiet Riot, and Company. And one of the biggest moments in music history, LA Guns are without a doubt Hollywood rock royalty. The band was formed in 1986 and signed with PolyGram Records in 87, recording their first album that summer. The first album, titled LA Guns, went on to sell over a million copies, giving the band its first platinum award. Tours with AC/DC, Iron Maiden, Def Leppard followed. Compilation of the videos made from the first album also earned the band a Gold Video Award. LA Guns went into the studio to record their second album, Cocked and Loaded, in the spring of 1989. It was a hit right away with the release of Rip and Tear, one of my favorites, as the first single in video. Never Enough and The Ballad of Jane followed, pushing the album toward platinum status once again. The video compilation from this album earned the band its second Gold Video Award. A successful world tour followed. The band's third album, Hollywood Vampires, was recorded in the fall of 1990, with the release of Kiss My Love Goodbye as the first single and video, and another successful world tour. The album gave LA Guns its third platinum album in a row. In November of 2011, the band signed their latest record deal with Cleopatra Records, releasing their 10th studio album, Hollywood Forever, in June of 2012. The album was produced once again by veteran music producer Andy Johns. The new record debuted at 25 on the Billboard Rock charts with the title track Hollywood Forever, and it was considered one of the best hard rock albums of 2012 by fans and critics alike, proving once again that LA Guns were on top of their game with tracks like You Better Not Love Me and Sweet Mystery. Now, after some downtime, the band is back and firing with the return of Kelly Nichols on bass, Steve Riley on drums, Scotty Griffin on lead guitar, and Kirk Frolick on lead vocals and guitar. With more than 30 years worth of noteworthy material, the band have proved to be true warriors of the 80s genre, and are geared to tear it up across the world, giving audiences the high-octane rock and roll that is LA Guns. Please welcome legendary bass player and singer with LA Guns, Kelly Nichols, to Interviewing the Legends. Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Ray. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's a hell of an intro right there, man. So there's nothing left to say, so have a good day. And
all right, man. Take care. We'll see you next time.
So, thanks for that.
So when is when is Renegades going to be released?
That is a good question, but timing is everything, so we're trying to just time it right. I think that we're going to do another single, release another single before the album comes out still, but, you know, we got shows that are being rebooked for August, so, you know, hopefully those will go, but, you know, we're definitely playing it all by ear, I think, every day, anyway, but, you know, so we're trying to just time it right, I guess. I'm dying. I can't wait for it to come out. You know?
I know, man. All these legendary musicians are trying to do things from home, you know, but, you know, there's nothing like seeing your audience.
Yeah, no, it's music is the people, man. It's, you know, it's soulful. It's, you know, it's shared. You know, you have to share it, man. And you can enjoy it for yourself, and you can definitely share it, you know, so it's fun. Yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah, plus we get to get out of the house. Yeah, and we get to get out of the house on top of that. I was looking at the future of concerts, and they had like a drive-in type scenario, you know, where we're all in our cars, and you guys performing on stage. I don't think I want that.
Yeah, I can't wait to be, introducing the next song, and then someone beeps their horn.
Yeah. And you know that's going to happen.
Yeah, right. You know, I've been listening to car horns all night. Beep, boom.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, I love the single. The single's out.
Well, thank you.
It's a great single. You know, can't wait to hear it live because you guys are a great live band. So
thank you.
Yeah. So you got that coming out. We're waiting for the new single, and then of course the new album. So we're all looking for that. But that, you know, it's a good thing because a lot of other guys are, they're waiting to, you know, the albums are completed, but they're not releasing them yet because there's no point, you know, until this is all over.
You know, whatever, you know, it's, I don't know, you can't, you know, you still want to listen to music, I don't know, you know, I don't know if it's not doable, I don't know, like, we wanted to get the single out, people at home, they want to hear the music,
yeah.
You know, no problem, the media, the movies, you know, see everything on Netflix twice,
exactly.
You know, so, you know, it's okay. We have people's attention, you know, the Facebook page and our website is, you know, is doing well. People go there, and so they're, you know, you just gotta keep going, man. I don't know, we'll write more or whatever, you know.
Exactly, yeah. You started out kind of like a roadie light man. A lot of people started out that way.
As a roadie?
Yeah, as a roadie, yeah. There's a lot of guys that started out as roadies and then got into...
Oh, yeah, I was great. I had so much fun. It was the best.
Yeah.
My late teens, early 20s, roadieing, working 5 nights a week. My friends who are in Danger now, those guys were in the band, and they were just the top 40, and we would, you know, 3 sets a night, and just, you know, it was a good time.
You know, I admire the guys that set up, you know, from those big trucks every night, you know, on these large tours, you know, that's, you know, these guys are not appreciated as much as they should be, you know?
You know, always the film is the crew, you know, it's only the crew that gets it done, so, you know, I worked on movie sets too for like 5 years. I was working on doing videos and commercial stuff for the art department. Work, so I love it though. But it's hard though. It's got a good group of people, and it's fun.
It's a lot of work. It really is.
Yeah, but you know, if you like what you're doing.
True. Yeah, and it's kind of, I guess you're like it's a system, you know? It's you're like a machine after a while. You know exactly what to do, and it's,
Listen, I worked on a TV show that we shot in New Orleans. It took like 3 months. Then we drove down there, and it was a reality show, and it was, we had to build coffins. We buried people alive.
You're kidding me.
We burned people at the stake.
Holy crap.
The boats with holes in them in alligator and snake infested waters, all in Louisiana, back in the deep bayou and stuff. Yeah, it was a reality show called, 13 Fear is Real, and it was like Survivor meets Saw.
Right.
And it was just insane, and it was hot and sweaty, but it was like the best time I ever had. It was such a great group of people, and we were,
You actually bury people alive? How do they, they have like a tube or yeah. something they can breathe through, or
we built two coffins.
Right.
And they put in mounds of dirt because you can't dig in some parts of Louisiana because of the, you know, whatever's down there. So you have to, so they dump huge mounds of dirt and we built coffins, buried people in these coffins, and then they had to find their way out and survive.
Wow.
And so, like, to the next round.
How long?
It was just all sorts of them with alligators and snakes and spiders and rats. And it was crazy.
Man, oh man.
The blood, fucking blood and guts we got at the places we shot at was insane. Yeah, it was insane. But it did really do well because it didn't really portray the, how scary it really was. Because it was all shot at night, but you didn't hear all the bugs and you didn't see the things moving in the dark that made it like really like terrifying that I encountered. You know.
How do you watch this show? I mean, can we see it on you know, one of the networks?
Yeah, this was probably like, you know, 10 years ago,
right?
12 years ago, or so, but it aired on CW and stuff. But there's probably out there somewhere. But it was like, you know, 7 episodes, 13 episodes, something like that that we did, and it was, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot more intense than Naked and Afraid and all those other shows.
Oh man, it was like, you know, I could go on and on. If you walk down this dirt road, we had a dummy in a rocking chair with a note and a tape deck, and they had to go walk down this road in the middle of the night in a swamp of New Orleans, and there's like the silhouette of this thing in a chair. It's like so scary.
Wow. Yeah, I'd love to see that show.
yeah.
Man, you're kind of connected. You know, being in L.A., you know, you're always running into showbiz people, and of course, your relationship with Emma Roberts. Is, I guess she's your, stepdaughter?
Yeah, she's my stepdaughter, yeah.
Yep.
She was 7. Yeah.
And how did you and, her mom meet? Was she a rock fan?
No, we met at a rodeo.
At a rodeo, really?
Yeah, and at the, William Shatner does a charity rodeo.
Right.
And, I want to say, there's Hollywood or Burbank kind of area.
Yeah.
So, my friend's dad was playing there and we just, you know, met. So, don't really want to talk about that too much.
Yeah. Pretty cool. You're also the founder, is it a Montauk Salvage Company? I went online and checked it out. Very cool site.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, just to let you on the side, because I do the graphics and stuff, and then we, at first we did a bunch of projects, and we would find stuff, and we would just, you know, resalvage. My friend's an artist who paints, like, amazing sort of surfboards. He painted all this, you know, by hand.
Right.
And just, like, so we do cool, you know, we try to do cool stuff, a graphic company on the side, you know.
Yeah, you guys do great work. I want to name, is the artist, is it Scott Hewitt? Is that his name?
Yeah, Scott Hewitt, yep.
And you guys do, let's see, you do computer graphics, illustration, I mean, just state-of-the-art artwork. And
thank you.
It's all art, yeah. Beautiful stuff, man. How'd you get into that?
I just got to be creative somehow, you know?
Right.
So, like, when I felt like the band was kind of coming to an end, I would go to my brother's house, and he would be working on his computer, and he had, you know, his shorts, smoking a J, working on his computer all day. JJ. So, you know, I would go there, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. It's like 1993, you know? So, I was like, this is cool stuff. So I started, like, getting into it. And, you know, photography, I always tried to, like, video the band and stuff, and video some of the stuff when we were on tour on the road. I would, you know, have a bunch of tab, and a lot of stuff was stolen and lost. And,
right.
You know, we had some stuff. So, you know, it's just like, I don't know, I just got to be a creative guy. I don't need to be a rich guy. I need to be creative. I need to be, like, doing something, you know? So.
Yeah, you know, most musicians I talk to, they're also artists, you know? I mean, they paint, you know, just like you,
yeah.
with your work as well. It's pretty cool, you know, because I mean, the mind really expands.
Yeah, we try to understand too, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of stuff to try now, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And anybody can do it, you know, and you don't have to be, you know, Rembrandt and stuff, you know, right. You can just still make some cool stuff, you know, there's a lot of, you know, cool, has a lot of variables, you know?
Well, I'm going to buy some stuff on your site, man. I fell in love with a lot of stuff on there, for sure.
LAGuns.net has all, you know, I always post any news on LAGuns.net first, and then
right.
On Facebook, so I check out the site. You know, I always try to update it a little bit and stuff. I was hoping to have new pictures from some shows, you know, to put out.
I know.
Yeah, that didn't happen, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, what about the big show at my old stomping grounds? You know, I was brought up in D.C. I live in Florida now. But I used to go to the Meriwether Post all the time, you know, since, you know, the early 70s.
Yeah.
And you guys always, every year, have that big show there, the MP3 Rock Fest.
Yeah.
Is that gonna happen this year, or you don't know yet?
Yeah, it was postponed, so I think they just released the date for it sometime in August. You can check that out at m3.com, I think, but, you know, everybody wants it to happen, man. You know, nobody wants to cancel, so you postpone, and hopefully that, you know, the world feels better, and, you know, it's safe to go out there, you know?
I know. Yeah, a lot of states are starting to open up slowly, including us here in Florida, you know, so I just hope, you know, everybody follows the rules, and hopefully we'll be okay, you know?
I know. Anyway.
Well, I just want to mention, I did find out that the MP3 Rock Fest, the new dates are September 5th and September 6th.
There you go. Yeah, no, it's M3, not MP3,
M3. M3, I'm sorry. I got MP3 on my mind. So
I know, right.
MP3. Recording the show. But it's, you know, it's an incredible show, man. I mean, Tesla, Night Ranger, you guys, Faster Pussycat, and the other show's got Queensryche, Winger, Striper. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
that's definitely something to look forward to, for sure.
Well, it's great to have, because if you're into that, it's great to have that event, you know, because they have, you know, other jazz fest for jazz people, so, you know, it's good to have.
Exactly. No doubt about it, man. I in another interview you did, you said you had new management. How's that working out?
It's good. Everybody's happy, man. Everybody's on board. Everybody really enjoys this version of the band and enjoying, you know, the process. And, you know, just looking forward to, you know, getting out there and stuff. So, you know, but, they own M3 or whatever, so they're, you know, we're in good hands, I feel, so, and the record company's great,
good.
You know, with the album cover's all done, man, I did all of that, and, you know, just trying to, just hang it on.
Yeah. It's about all you can do.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big creative, essentially.
Yeah. You guys aren't the only ones this happens to, you know, you're divided, you know, you got Tracy Gunn's version of the band, of course, Steve Riley's version of the band, I just had Lee Oscar from, you remember War, same thing's happening to there, their old producer from War has the rights of the name, there's only one guy in that band, and then he's in the Low Rider band with, three of the original members from War. I mean, this goes on and on and on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a soap opera, man. It's a rock and roll soap opera.
It is.
You know?
It really is.
But, you know, we're not asking you to change, you know, just we get it, you know. I understand how, you know, I understand the dilemma people have, you know.
Yeah.
And, it's okay, man, but just, you know, you just don't have to tell me, like, every day, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. But, it's tough, you know, for the fans.
You know, you're not going to please everybody. It's totally understandable, you know. And we're just trying to do our thing. And if you like our thing, then you're going to be happy. And then if you don't, just go somewhere else where you're happy. That makes you happy.
Right.
So, but, you know, but the feedback's been overwhelmingly positive. And people have been so nice. And, you know, so it's cool, man. We're happy. you know, with moving along and just trying to play some rock and roll music and get up and smile on your face at the end of the day, you know, not trying to hurt nobody. So, you know, the situation is what it is. And unfortunately, it is unfortunate. And it's just, you change your name right now. You know, how old are you?
Who, me?
How old are you?
Me? Yeah. 61.
Okay, 61. Right? Right. So change your name now and start over.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? What? You know, it's not that easy.
It's
you
not.
Know what I mean? It's like, you know, people don't even get what's happening now. And if you change the name, it's like even more. So it is what it is, man. Just, you know, if you like it, that's great. If you don't, that's fine too.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
We're gonna keep doing that thing, though. You know, we're gonna keep doing it because we enjoy it. It's such nice to vibe in the band, and everybody's like so cooperative, man. So, you know, this record was just amazing to do because everybody was just open to ideas and threw in stuff, and it really was the most team effort ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was just everybody just fucking happy, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I had Frankie Benali on the show not long ago. What a great guy, huh? From Quiet Riot.
I don't know him.
You don't know Frankie?
I never met him.
Yeah. Great guy. You know, he's suffering from cancer, but, you know.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, they gave him, like, you know, weeks to live, and he's beating all the odds, which is amazing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he's still out there playing with the band and everything, but, yeah.
We are the walking dead.
Just like the show. Just like the reality show.
I've just been watching The Walking Dead every day, so.
Oh, really?
People want to know what I'm doing, yeah. I started from season one again.
Alright, it's.
Season six.
It's official. This is what Kelly Nichols watches. during the quarantine.
The mentality of The Walking Dead, man. I just want to show you my skills. So. no, absolutely not.
Hey man, we need you guys around, you know. We need you guys around for a long time, you know, the 80s bands, because, you know, the 60s and 70s bands are all fading out fast. So, you guys need to keep it going. Yeah, you guys need to keep it going, you know.
Well, we'd like to keep it going, man, you know, because we want to live and we want to play some music. And, you know, it's unfortunately, it's complicated, but we still want to play some music. So, we're going to keep doing music. That's what, you know, that's what we like to do, man. You know, I left for a long time, but I always enjoyed doing it, you know. I always had a good time at the shows. We actually all really got along well back then, you know. There
exactly.
Really was no problem, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know where these attitudes are coming from, you know.
I don't know.
We never really had issues with, you know, like that. We didn't really fight much, too much back then. Anyway, more now than ever, so I don't know.
Well, it happens to all of them. I tell you, there's nobody that doesn't have any issues in their bands nowadays. I can tell you that.
Just everybody's a band, so.
Yeah. What made you pick up the bass? I mean, when did that happen? When you started playing bass?
I went to race motorcycles my whole life. I raced motocross when I was a kid,
right?
And down in Georgia for many years and stuff. And I just loved it. It was always in my blood. And then we moved to Long Island and they got stolen within like a week, so I had to do something else. And my brother played guitar, and we actually had a friend who had a Felicia.
Right. I heard a noise in the background. It sounds like you were pouring something, but maybe I'm wrong.
That was the police. That was an ambulance.
Oh, is that an ambulance?
Yeah, so
I hear all kinds of things on the phone during these interviews.
Yeah. Anyway, so my brother played guitar already, and my friend played drums and had a basement.
Right.
So, and his mom made the best fried chicken ever, so we would, you know, so my brother said, you know, why don't you play bass? And then I got Kiss Alive 1, I got Aerosmith Getting Wings, and one other one for Christmas one year from a friend of the family's. They gave me like two or three rock records, and I was like, "Oh, that's pretty cool." So but yeah, just went and got a bass and just started playing and then roadieing and then playing again, you know.
Well, you're a great bass player. Have you ever tried the...
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're an excellent bass player.
Right, thanks.
Do you ever play the fretless bass?
No, I haven't had trouble with the one I have, so I don't know. I'm messing around with 5 strings, or each string, or, you know, 20 strings. I like the bass. I like just the purest kind of, you know, stuff. I don't have any pedals. I don't know what kind of amps or pickups are in my my amp or in my bass. You know, I just play the bass, man.
You just play the bass. Yeah. Well, you got a good ear. That's important. You know, I was talking to Lee Oscar. I'm gonna start taking harmonica lessons now because he offers that. And I always wanted to play the piano, harmonica, but you know, there are people that have great ears, but they can't, you know, transmit what they hear into an instrument, you know, and that, you know, sometimes I have that problem.
You gotta just you can learn that, I think, you know?
You think?
Yeah. Try to, like, just tap your foot, man. Every time you listen to a song, tap your foot, man. That's less than that, you know? Get the beat out of it, man. Get your whole body into it, man. Stuff in your feet, and that's up in your neck, you know? So, that's why you're trying to learn music, you know? Stop your feet. Get the beat. Every time you hear a different song on the radio, try to get the tempo of it. And just start, like, you know, tapping your foot.
Yeah, I admire so much of, you know, musicians that don't read music, but it just, you know, comes out, you know, they just can pick up anything, you know, that's, you know, to me, I find that.
Yeah, when you do anything enough, you know, you can do it blindfolded when you do anything enough, you know.
Right, yeah, that's true. I just think, you know, reading music, and I've tried that, and I did take lessons and everything earlier when I was a kid, but, you know, it's kind of boring. It's like doing mathematics, you know. That's no fun. I'd rather just play.
Yeah, well, there's a couple things, man, that, you know, there's a couple things you can learn just on 1-4-5, you know.
Right.
The major scale. And most things are 1-4-5, so do a little, you know, you can switch that around, and that's a jam with some people, you know, a little bit, you know.
Yep. Yeah, I can play a little bit, you know, but I can't go on, you know, beyond a certain point, which is very frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that happens. Like, it goes through stages. You know, one day you'll figure something out. And
right.
You'll be like, oh, shit, man, I can do all this. Now I can do this and this. So
right.
I figured it out. So
yep.
It'll come. It comes in steps, you know. It's like 3 steps.
Yeah.
Maybe 4.
Just got to keep playing. Kelly, I know you got another interview. I know you got another interview after this, man. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Hope you guys, you know, when this is all over, you guys come to Florida. I'm in the Tampa Bay area. Hopefully you'll come around this area.
Well, we got some in Fort Myers, Brooks.
Good. That's close.
Beach.
Yep.
Right, so I think, you know, I mean, God willing, we'll see you there. It's not that we don't want to be there. That's, you know,
well, sure.
Take it personal, Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Well, thank you. Thanks, man. Stay safe. You know, hopefully you'll be out there on the road again. You know, we're all pulling for you.
Yep.
And, you know,
right.
Keep in touch, dude.
All right, man. Thank you so much for the amazing intro. And thanks for your time, man. All right, stay safe, buddy.
You too. Take care. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Having recently signed to Golden Robot Records, part of the Golden Robot Global Entertainment Group, the legendary LA Guns have released their new single, Crawl, off their upcoming album, Renegades. Crawl is now available on all digital platforms and on Amazon.com. For more information about Kelly Nichols and LA Guns, visit www.laguns.net, www.facebook.com/official LA Guns. They're on Instagram at www.instagram.com/LA Guns 2020. Also, his company, his graphics company, which is incredible, www.montauk, M-O-N-T-A-U-K, salvage.com. Some incredible, incredible things on that website. You have to go there and visit that. It's a Montauk Salvage Company was founded by Kelly Nichols and Scott Hewitt, in 2014. They offer stunning, one-of-a-kind custom illustration and state-of-the-art computer graphics, from logo design to full-wall murals and everything in between. If you can dream it, they will work it with from concept to design and bring the ideas to life. They also work with found and salvaged items. Feel free to contact them for custom design work, or if you need any further information on any of art pieces that are for sale. Prints, digital work, photography, illustration, One Nickel Garage, it's all there. Very special thanks to Dustin Hardman, Press Promotions, for arranging this interview with Kelly Nichols and the dynamic duo of Doug and Don Newsome of BBS Radio, for making magic happen for each and every broadcast of Interviewing the Legends. If you have comments or suggestions for the show, contact me at interviewingthelegends@gmail.com. And please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Interviewing the Legends with Ray Shasho, for the very latest interviews. It's real news, people. Also, my new book, it's finally out, entitled The Rockstar Chronicles. This is Series 1. I'm hoping to have at least 4 in the series. It chronicles truths, confessions, and wisdom from the music legends that set us all free. Order yours today on hardcover or ebook at bookbaby.com or amazon.com. Features over 45 intimate conversations with some of the greatest rock legends the world will ever know. And I'd like to read you the list of people that will be in this book, and you will not believe it. Chris Squire of Yes, Dr. John, Greg Lake, of course, members Lake and Palmer, Henry McCullough, used to be with the Joe Cocker group, Jack Bruce from Cream, and among others, Joe Lala, who was with many, many bands, including Blues Image, Johnny Winter, Keith Emerson from Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Paul Kattner, Jefferson Airplane, Ray Thomas from the Moody Blues, Ronnie Montrose, Tony Joe White, David Clayton Thomas of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Mike Love of the Beach Boys, Tommy Rowe, Barry Hay of Golden Earring, Chris Thompson, Manfred Mann's band, Jesse Colin Young, of course, from the Youngbloods, John Kay from Steppenwolf, Julian Lennon, Mark Lindsay of Paul Revere and the Raiders, Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees, Peter Rivera from Rare Earth, Tommy James from the Shondells, Todd Rundgren, Utopia, Dave Mason, Edgar Winter, Frank Marino from Mahogany Rush, Greg Raleigh from Santana Journey, Ian Anderson, of course, from Jethro Tull, Jim Danny Magrum, Black Oak Arkansas, John Anderson from Yes, Lou Graham from Foreigner, Mick Box from Uriah Heep, Randy Bachman, Bachman Turner Overdrive and the Guess Who, Robin Trower, Roger Fisher from Heart, Steve Haggett from Genesis, Annie Haslam of Renaissance, Melanie Sapka, Petula Clark, Susie Quattro, Colin Bluntstone from The Zombies, Dave Davies from The Kinks, Jim McCarty from The Yardbirds, and of course, Pete Best, the original drummer from The Beatles. Get your copy now. You will enjoy it, I promise. Stay safe. Have a great week, everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to Interviewing the Legends. Brought to you by the Publicity Works Agency. Call 941-877-1552 or visit us at publicityworksagency.com. Specializing in author and music artist publicity plans. We shine when we make you shine. Tune in to Interviewing the Legends every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, Station 1.